if you take, for instance, Jumia and also the Glovo, in a situation as we find ourselves with a high operational cost, high interest rate and the rest, you realize that the companies that will fall quickly and earlier are those with the smallest margin, because their business model depends on the ability of the Ghanaian to purchase a product, a food. So if Ghanaians are not buying, it means Glovo, it means Jumia will not be there to distribute. And of course, Ghanaians are not buying because sales have gone down. The purchasing power has gone down. There is no money in the pocket of ordinary Ghanaians. Two, 3, 4 years ago, if you have observed, there were a number of courier companies running around Accra, motorbikes with these
logos,
box, yes, behind them. Check and see whether they are still there. They are all gone. I know one of them that was employing about 25 riders, 25, and 15 office operators. Now it's totally gone. Those people are home. The bike that they use at that time, the boxer bike, was probably the most cheapest one they were using. It was 3,000, 4,000. Now it's 20,000 Ghana cedis. So we should be concerned about what is happening and find a lasting solution immediately. If you don't do that, within the next 6 months, we are likely to see more of them leaving. And the consequences will be there for Ghana.